Hey folks, I want to welcome you back to another episode of Life Around the Fire. I'm glad you tuned in today for a couple of reasons. Number one, spiritual growth. That's really what we're all about. And if you haven't heard already, you're hearing it then for the first time. And if you've heard already, you're hearing it for the whatever number time. We are a podcast that's devoted to spiritual growth, specifically the spiritual growth regarding relationship with God via Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit, relationship with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit, and to enrich that relationship, to establish it for the first time, to see it grow, to see it develop. That's why we exist. And so thank you for tuning in. If for the first time, howdy. If for the 100th time, hi again, man. And my name is David Hutari. I'll be your host today. Up and coming, we've got some few other individuals that are going to be joining us. I'm looking forward to that. I think it'll be inspirational, educational, informational, but, you know, also a little bit of entertainment that goes along with it, because I think it's a sin to bore people with the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of God's kingdom, the good news of Jesus Christ being our Savior and Lord and our Redeemer is far from boring. If you've been bored by the gospel, I apologize, man. I can guarantee you it is not a boring life to be engaged with God, to be involved with God, to grow in relationship with God. Far from it, sweetheart. Far, far from it. Anyway, today, we're going to be touching in on a topic that is very, very, very near and dear to my heart, and it involves human child, adult, human sex trafficking and sex trade thing. Now, you talk about something that has the potential of being a real downer. This one's it right here. To get into the details of what goes on in this industry would absolutely make anyone not only irate, unless you're involved in it. And if you're involved in it, God help you. I hope that there's a conviction of the Holy Spirit that is so strong that it brings you into a place of true deep repentance, or if you're listening to this and you're involved in it and you're caught up in it, that you'd have help. In fact, here's one aspect of help that you can have. If you are a person, let me start right away by saying this, if you're a person who is caught in, you're a victim, you're the product of being trafficked, and somehow you're catching this podcast, you're saying, you're talking directly to me. All right. If that's the case, there's help. The help that's involved is too lengthy for me to get into in this podcast, but I'm going to give you a link to send an email to, and the link is lifearoundthefire@gmail.com. It's all lowercase, all one word, lifearoundthefire. It's all put together, lifearoundthefire@gmail.com. You send me a note saying, I'm involved in, I'm a victim. I can help. We can help. We can put you in contact with people that can really help more. Okay? You are not alone. You are way not alone. You're listening to this for a reason. Perhaps also you may be a person who, like me, has a desire to become or maybe is involved in helping. Be part of the solution regarding human trafficking, sex slavery, regarding men, women, children. You know about what I'm talking about. You know how heinous, how despicable, how deeply troubled this is, and how much pain people are in. I know that there are so many different things that can cause pain. I get it. This just happens to be the one that I'm emphasizing and emphasizing right now. And if you are growing in your spiritual life and you're listening to this and you haven't tuned out already, it's because you're going to be part of the solution or you need help. And being part of the solution involves a variety of things. Please, if you're interested in being part of the solution in the area of sex trafficking, email me at lifearoundthefire@gmail.com. Let me know your level of interest, and I will put you in contact with the right people. If it's prayer, and you'd like to be someone who is an intercessor regarding the solution to sex trafficking, human trafficking, send me an email, man. Send us an email. Okay? Now, in this podcast, we are going to pray. But I want to highlight a couple things that will give us some target information so that we can pray accurately. Okay? All right. Now, I've been doing some homework over the course of the past few months, actually past few years. And in the process of my homework, I've seen some things that have really been eye-opening regarding this whole area that we're talking about. And by the way, this has been on my heart for 30 years, give or take. Long time. And it hasn't gone away. It's growing. And I am now officially involved, looking to become more and more involved. And in doing my homework, it's come to my attention that the number one country in the world that supports and has both the import and export of human beings for sex or for slavery, the number one country is the United States of America. I'm going to read the top 10 states in the United States of America that are the top 10 hubs for sex, human trafficking, slavery. Texas, Florida, New York, California, Ohio, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, Illinois, and North Carolina. But the number one country as it is America, United States of America. Do we or do we not need a spiritual revival in this country? This is just adding to the long list of things. And I know we are dealing with the element of a virus that is just rampant, pandemic. I know that we're dealing with division, racial and ethnic division in this country that's horrid. We're dealing with discrepancy in the rich and the poor. We're dealing with oppression. We're dealing with a decline in the area of morality. We're dealing with a lot of things, and a lot of them are negative. Now, we've talked about some really cool, and we'll continue to, positive things regarding what's going on. And there's a balance, but in the balance, we got to talk about some of this other stuff. And we're not being like ostriches with our head in the sand. That, okay, if we just pretend it's not there, it'll go away. You and I both know that's not the case. It's not going to go away just because we say, not here. When perhaps it's right in our backyard. Maybe you know somebody. Maybe you go get your nails done. And you're getting your nails done, and it is a strange environment because the people or the person that's doing your nails doesn't really want to talk too much, and they feel like they're being controlled, or it appears as though they're being controlled. Believe it or not, you probably, it's not hard to believe, the nail salon industry is one of the primary slave trafficking industries in the world. Perhaps you know an individual who likes to have their way with young people. And it's kind of a hush-hush thing. Or maybe you're one of the people who likes to have things with young people, and it's a hush-hush thing. Or maybe you're one of the young people who's having it done to you. Once again, it's not always someone way far away that this stuff is going on. You know, there's things that have happened to me that I never dreamed would happen to me. I never dreamed that I would be a person who had one of his children die at the age of 36, my youngest son. Never thought that that would ever happen. I never thought that I'd be the parent that would outlive some of my children. And so there's things that happen in our lives that we don't ever, never thought would ever happen. And then there are some things that have just gotten out of control. Or things that have happened, we might have a desire to help, but we just don't know how to start. Well, the information that we're getting and giving involves, first and foremost, prayer. I'm giving you the name of these states in the United States, not because if you're one of them, what a creepy thing that is. No, they're hubs of activity, and it gives us ammunition for prayer. Now, I'm going to read outside the United States some of the other countries that are really in the area of sex slavery and human trafficking. They're right up there with the United States. They are Thailand, Pakistan, Russia, China, Venezuela, India, Syria, Iran, and North Korea. That covers a lot of the globe. Once again, do we not need revival? Is it not enough? Is this just not enough for us to call out to God and say, God, we need your help. Come, Lord Jesus. Kingdom of God, come. Will of God be done. Now, we're going to pray. That's really, really, really the best and first thing that we can do in this particular podcast. Those of us who are listening, agreeing together in prayer is a powerful thing. It's not just an activity to do to make us feel better. Okay, good. We got that out of the way. Don't you feel better? At least we did something. No, it's actually connection. We are conduits. We are channels through which God flows through. Because we have a human body, we have a legal right to see things take place on earth as they are in heaven. Hallelujah. Because we have a connection with God, we can invite him to make real, to manifest his pleasure, the things that please him on earth as they are in heaven. There is no sex slavery in heaven. There is no bondage in the kingdom of God. There is no abuse going on in the kingdom of God. There is no disruption of family life in the kingdom of heaven. We have the ability, we have the power, we have the authority on earth to invite God's pleasure, his will. His will is what pleases him. It's his decree, his word, to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have the ability to call for the kingdom of God to be manifest on earth as it is in heaven. If it isn't happening, it's because we're not asking at times. If we ask, it'll happen. If enough people will ask, it really happens, man. Two or three or more gathered together in his name, it's going to happen. Revival. Breaking the bond. Who wants to see the bondage of sex slavery and human trafficking broken? I do. I want to see it broken for the sake of the young people, for the sake of the old people, for the sake of men, women, and children. I want to see them set free. I don't want to see them in bondage anymore. I don't want to see them in slavery to work or slavery to sex, that being their work. I don't want to see, that's not the will of God. That's not what pleases God. And it certainly doesn't please me, man. So agree together with me in prayer right now that there be a breaking of that bondage. That there would be a release of the Lord's helpers. That would be us. That we'd be equipped and released. And that there would be the deliverance of evil for the people that are in that stuff. So I'm going to lead out. Please agree with me. Father God. God, I implore you. I come to you with passion, with intensity. And I look to you and I come boldly before you and say, Father, Kingdom of God come. Will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. Break the power of sex slavery. Break the demonic strongholds. Let us be used as those who are warriors in prayer. Those who help out, who reach out in practical ways. God, raise up an army to help deal with this issue. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you that there will be an influx of people that will come to know you. You are the one who truly sets free. Knowing you and knowing your truth is freedom indeed, God. More than just freedom from the sex slavery industry, but freedom from sin, freedom from the bondage of this. But God, please, in this industry, freedom from that, Lord. And please, oh God, use us, send us. I named the names of these places. Break it in Texas. Break it in Florida. Break it in New York, California, Ohio, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, Illinois, North Carolina. Break it in the United States, Thailand, Pakistan, Russia, China, Venezuela, India, Syria, Iran, North Korea. Break the power, Father. Bring about the dynamic of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're saying that was intense, you are 100% correct. Now, intense can be good or it can be not so good. That is good intensity. That's good intensity. That's more than emotional expression, but it is emotional. I hope you felt that. I hope you feel it. I hope it gets in your system. I hope it's in your system to be a kingdom person, to be someone who's part of the solution, for someone who is benefiting from the blood of Jesus Christ, someone who's benefiting from hearing this, that you can be free from that bondage of slavery to sin and to the human trafficking industry. You can be free from it. You don't have to be one who's doing it either. Stop it. In Jesus' name, stop it. The Holy Spirit come and bring about true conviction into your heart. Stop it. And for those who are in it, you are free, free, free. Reach out to the Lord for help and reach out in the name of the Lord for help. There is help. And for those who can provide it, rise up, pray, and then put shoe leather to your prayers. Be part of the solution. Be willing to be involved in short-term missions. Be willing to be involved in long-term missions. Be willing to be involved in helping establish centers for people to be helped from human trafficking. Be willing to help in a variety of different ways. We can help put information in your hands. We want to. I want to. Again, one of the ways to do it is by contacting us at lifearoundthefire@gmail.com. We will keep it confidential. We will get back to you. And as always, you got to know this, man. You're not going to be solicited for money, not even a penny, ever. Ever, ever, ever. Not because money's bad. It's just that in many respects, it's gotten funny. And this is one podcast, broadcast, that is not going to solicit for one penny. If you want to support your local church and other organizations, I encourage you to. I believe in giving to the Lord what belongs to Him, and I believe in giving. We're just not going to be one of the people. And this is by instruction from the Lord, by the way. You say, are you talking on behalf of the name of the Lord? Yes, I am. He instructed me to not ever ask for a penny or receive a nickel, a dime, nothing from this podcast. There are people that are willing to give money toward the support and the furtherance of this. Thank you. Put that money in the hands of someone else. Uniquely, God is providing for this. And I want it to stay unique because that's the way the Lord wants it. But what we're offering, money can't even buy, man. The help, the quality of service, it's not second rate at all. We're not running a schmatzy, just a bad organization around here. We are running a top-of-the-line outreach. We are an extension. We are a hand of the body of Christ. We want to help. We're going to help. We are helping. Thank you for being part of it. Really, thank you. Thank you so much for being part of it, for being part of the body of Christ, for being a person who's in relationship with God or who wants one. Thank you, man. Someone's got to say thank you. I want to say thank you. Thank you. And be free from the guilt and the bondage of sin and the slavery to it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. I look forward to talking more. We'll talk later. Alligator. Bye.